And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. A Detroit woman will serve time in prison after being convicted of organizing a retail theft ring targeting beauty stores across Metro Detroit. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says 38-year-old Sharia Broughton was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court to 1 year behind bars after pleading guilty to conducting a criminal enterprise. She's also been ordered to repay nearly $30,000 in restitution to Ulta Beauty. Investigators say Broughton led a series of coordinated, quote, push-out, end quote, thefts at Ulta stores in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties during October and November of 2023. In those incidents, small groups would enter stores, grab high-value merchandise, and quickly leave without paying, often fleeing to waiting vehicles. Authorities estimate total losses tied to the operation exceed $30,000. Officials say the stolen items were later resold online through Facebook Marketplace. And the case was handled by the Attorney General's Force Team, working alongside the Michigan State Police and several local police departments across Metro Detroit. State officials say the specialized unit was created to target organized retail crime networks and will continue focusing on those who coordinate and profit from large-scale theft operations. And the Michigan Senate has approved bipartisan legislation aimed at limiting mandatory overtime for hospital nurses. Lawmakers voted 21-16 in favor of the new bills, which would restrict hospitals from requiring nurses to work beyond their scheduled shifts except during emergencies such as public health crises or mass casualty events. Supporters say the change is needed to address fatigue and burnout, noting that some nurses have been required to work shifts lasting upwards of 18 hours under current practices. The legislation would also require at least 8 hours of rest after a 12-hour shift unless a nurse voluntarily agrees to waive that time. It includes protections against disciplinary action for those who refuse to work overtime. And hospitals that violate the rules could face fines starting at $1,000, increasing with each repeated offense. And the bill now moves to the Michigan House for further consideration. And Michigan lawmakers are also weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise their rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. And some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years. With lawmakers knowing that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue say they're not opposed to paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utilities companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting cases for rate increases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in the early stages with more discussions expected as lawmakers work toward a version that could advance in the state legislature. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.